Welcome to Fill Up, Feel Good, a podcast sponsored by the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council.
And welcome. I'm Laura McNamara, your new correspondent for Epic. The excitement is building as Team Ethanol's primary partner in the Indy Racing League looks to cap off a season of racing with its first win. Not in the IRL, though. This time, Ray Hall Letterman's hope lies in the American Le Mans series finale this weekend at Laguna Seca in California. This is the first year either Ray Hall Letterman Racing or Ethanol has had a role in the ALMS, with 2007 marking both Ray Hall Letterman's first run in the series in the GT2 category, and E10, a blend of 10% ethanol mixed with gasoline, becoming the official ethanol-enriched fuel of the series. And both have achieved solid traction this season. The big announcement for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council is ALMS's commitment to bump up the official E10 fuel to an E85 blend for the 2008 season. Bob Dickinson, Vice President of Media and Communication, says ethanol's role in the ALMS represents the very identity of the series.
We claim that we are the most relevant motorsport series in the world. We are a very high-tech series. We are a series in which we have more auto manufacturers involved than any other race series in the world. And the reason auto manufacturers come and race with us is so that they can develop technologies that are relevant to the consumer. Well, one of the things that is happening right now in the United States and really worldwide is the consumer is looking for alternatives in fuels. The top alternative out there right now is ethanol.
The number 18 Bell Micro Products Porsche driver Tom Milner agrees.
For a sports car racing to, you know, go to an E85 blend just kind of continues with their roots of what it's all about is new technologies, and that's what ethanol is right now.
Tom is one of Ray Hall Letterman's ALMS drivers, and since Epic's Team Ethanol was an associate partner with Ray Hall Letterman for the Mobile 1 12 Hours of Sebring season opener in Florida and the Petit Le Mans race at Road Atlanta, Tom is a key figure for showcasing ethanol in the motorsports arena. Tom says, from his experience, putting ethanol into the mix has been a good mix for his sport.
It's been great for us. We used the E10 from the first race at Sebring. Some of our competitors didn't use it right away, and that was their loss. I mean, we saw, you know, an increase in fuel mileage, small but enough. I mean, in racing, any small advantage that you take right away. And definitely our competitors have now switched over to the E10, so they must have seen that we had some advantage over them.
I might mention, Tom and his teammates Ralph Kulliners and Graham Rahal managed some rather fancy maneuverings out on the track at Road Atlanta earlier this month. The team ran at the front of the field for most of the 1,000-mile race, and despite three flats, the drivers secured a third-place finish. And with all cars, save one, running on E10 during the Petit Le Mans, it's solid driving, not the ethanol advantage that can claim such an against-the-odds feat. Speaking of odds, one of the number 31 Ferrari F430 GT drivers, Peter Dumbreck, speculated before any news of an E85 fuel blend for 2008 that E85 would be a player in the ALMS in the future.
You know, we run 10% in our car, but I know that obviously you can get 85% ethanol and 15% proper gasoline. So there's, for us, this is the first step. We'll see, maybe in 5-10 years down the line, we'll be running proper fuel.
But as it turns out, the ALMS will be operating on E85 much sooner than that, because, as Bob says, ethanol has proved to be an application that works.
It has been a terrific initiative, a terrific application for us. Not only have we proven that this ethanol blend can be a high-performance race fuel as well, but we've had the chance to show explain to the consumer how important it is to be looking at alternative fuels in this day and time.
And we'll be looking for that win from Tom and the rest of the Ray Hall Letterman crew at the Laguna Seca season finale, especially after the team has been, quote, achingly close on a number of occasions this season. I'm Laura McNamara reporting.
That's your Fill Up, Feel Good podcast. More information about ethanol and Epic can be found online at drivingethanol.org.